Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to a deep dive into the world of difficult neighbors. It's relatable, but so frustrating. We're going to unpack this source material about your situation and see if we can figure out what's going on and what you can do about it. This is about reclaiming your peace of mind and making sure your home feels safe. Oh, and one thing in your notes really stood out to me. Your neighbor's obsession with using a tape measure. We'll get to that. But first, let's map out the timeline to see if we can spot any patterns.
Yeah, absolutely. Seeing things chronologically can really help.
Yeah.
To reveal what you're dealing with.
Right. So you said at first your neighbor's presence was subtle, like you'd see him watching you while you were gardening. Was there anything unnerving about those early encounters, or did it just feel like normal neighborly curiosity?
It's interesting you say that initial observation. It's common with this type of neighbor dynamic, like they're gathering information, testing boundaries, seeing how you react.
Okay, so then things escalated with critiques and like helpful advice. Can you give us some examples of what he was targeting?
Well, from the source material, it seems it was the shutters, the landscaping, even where guests were parking. And the language he used, like standards, respect, property values. It's like he sees himself as the guardian of the neighborhood, upholding some moral code.
Like he's appointed himself the neighborhood watchdog, making sure everyone follows his rule book. So what happened next? When did it move beyond those critiques?
Well, the incident with the visiting dog seems like a turning point. He was concerned about permits and made accusations of aggression, which weren't true. I think this shows a shift from passive aggressive to more direct control. Trying to limit who you can have at your house.
It's a power move for sure, to try to dictate not just your property, but who visits. That's where it starts to feel personal. Yeah. But I'm guessing that's when the property damage started. What exactly happened?
Yes, this is major escalation. It seems he went beyond words. Overturning your trash cans, trampling flowers, even vandalizing your car. This isn't about appearances anymore. It's about intimidation.
It's understandable to feel overwhelmed, even scared at this point. This isn't about being good neighbors. It's about your safety. Now that we've seen this pattern of escalation, let's look at why he needs this control.
Well, it's fascinating, this level of hypervigilance, the constant monitoring, the need to control every detail. It suggests something deeper. This fixation on order could be obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Obviously, we can't diagnose from here, but understanding these patterns can help with coping.
It's like someone building a block tower. Any change to the plan feels threatening. Maybe your neighbor feels vulnerable when things don't go according to plan. And for someone like that, a disruption could be a car parked in the wrong spot.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so concerning. Sure. We need to address this now before it gets worse.
Okay, let's look closer at some specific incidents, starting with the tape measure. You mentioned he was measuring your shutters. Tell me about that. What happened? What was said? How did it make you feel?
That tape measure is such a strong symbol. It represents that need for precision, for everything to fit in his boundaries.
Okay, I'm going to pause here for a moment and dive deeper into those specifics in the next part of your deep dive. But before we move on, are there any red flags that stand out to you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest red flags is how fast things escalated. From like harmless observation to property damage, that suggests he doesn't handle frustration well and might resort to extreme measures to stay in control.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not just what he did, but how quickly it got worse. That's definitely worrying.
Yeah.
So given this pattern of escalation, let's talk about what you can do to protect yourself. Documentation is crucial in these situations.
Oh, absolutely essential. It's like building your defense case. Just in case things get even worse, keep a detailed log of every incident. The date, time, the specific behavior. Try to write down his exact words, especially ones that show his mindset, like standards, chaos, respect, if there were any witnesses. Get their names and contact info too. This creates a record you can use later if you need to call the police or if you're thinking about legal action.
Right, takes away the guessing game and gives you solid evidence. You're not relying on memory or he said, she said. It's all there in black and white.
Exactly. And speaking of evidence, you mentioned cameras.
Yeah, I actually thought of that right away. after the property damage started, it felt necessary to stop it from happening again and to have proof if things kept escalating.
That's a smart move. They can deter damage.
Yeah.
But they also give you that unbiased visual record. Mm-hmm. Plus, it sends a message that you're taking this seriously and you're not going to be an easy target.
Well, you have a silent guardian always watching, even when you can't be there. So besides documentation and cameras, what about communication? Hmm. How do you talk to a neighbor like this, especially since he seems so volatile?
It's tricky. You want to be assertive and set boundaries, but you also don't want to make things worse. Remember, he wants conflict and control. Giving him that will probably backfire.
So how do you find that balance? Any communication tips or even scripts people can use?
Instead of long conversations or reasoning with him, stick to short, direct statements that clearly define your boundaries. Like you could say, this is my property and I can have guests park here. Your comments are unwelcome and inappropriate. Say it calmly and confidently. Don't get emotional or argue. And write this interaction in your log too.
So stay calm, stick to the facts, and don't get sucked into his drama. Almost like you need to detach emotionally.
Detachment is key. You can't control him, but you can control how you react. By not playing his game, you take away his power.
Now, what about the legal side of this? We touched on it before. But when does it make sense to call a lawyer? And what kind of lawyer should you look for?
If the harassment keeps going, even after you set boundaries, or if the damage gets worse, then yes, talking to a lawyer is a good idea. Find someone who specializes in property disputes or harassment. They can look at your case, tell you your options, and explain the laws in your area.
Because things like property lines and noise ordinances and what counts as harassment, I imagine that all changes depending on where you live.
Exactly. And a lawyer can help you with all that. For example, if the damage is bad enough, you might want to file a police report and sue him to get your money back. Or if the harassment is so bad you can't live peacefully, your lawyer might suggest a restraining order or other ways to keep you safe.
It's about knowing your rights and having someone on your side who can fight for you. Now, before we move on to the next part, where we'll look at the long-term effects of this behavior, I want to talk about the other neighbors. You mentioned he's tried to isolate you, saying you're disruptive or chaotic. How have the other neighbors reacted? Have you been able to talk to them and get their perspective?
That's why it's so important to build relationships with your community. Have you tried talking to other neighbors? They might have some insights. Or maybe they've even had similar experiences with him.
You're right. Connecting with others could be key.
It's about creating a support system. Other neighbors might have seen the same Mr. Perfect, or they might back up your story. It's about not feeling alone. There's power in numbers. It's a lot harder to ignore someone when multiple people are saying the same thing.
We've covered a lot. From analyzing the neighbor's behavior, and maybe why he acts this way, to practical things you can do, like documenting incidents, getting security cameras, and being assertive, but not aggressive. We also talked about getting legal help and how important it is to have support from your community.
And in the final part of this deep dive, we'll look at the long-term effects of this behavior, both for you and for the whole neighborhood.
We'll also talk about how to build a more positive and supportive neighborhood, so stay with us.
So we've been looking at this neighbor situation, and it's definitely more than just a typical dispute. This pattern of behavior, it can really affect you and the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect. This hypervigilance, the judging, it creates tension and distrust. People might not want to talk to each other to build those connections that make a neighborhood a community.
Right. Imagine a neighborhood where people are scared to have friends over or let their kids play outside or even just sit on their porch and relax.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of being watched and judged. That just leads to isolation. And that isolation can be really bad. It can make people lonely, anxious, depressed, like they're living in a pressure cooker, always on edge, never able to relax at home.
It reminds us that our homes should be our safe spaces. And when that safety is violated, it affects us mentally and emotionally.
So how do we fight this? How do we make a neighborhood more positive and supportive?
Yeah.
Even with difficult people around?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that we all have a part in shaping our community. It's about building relationships, making people feel like they belong, creating a space where everyone can be themselves without being judged.
Yeah, it's about choosing compassion over criticism instead of assuming the worst. Let's try to understand where they're coming from. Maybe they're going through something we don't know about. Maybe they're lonely or scared.
Of course, that doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help us understand them better.
Right. And even if we can't be best friends with every neighbor, we can still be friendly. Say hi to each other. Just acknowledge each other as people. Something as small as a smile or a wave can help.
It's those little acts of kindness that matter. And it's also about speaking up when something's wrong. If you see someone being harassed or bullied, step up and support them. Show that kind of behavior isn't okay.
Because staying silent just makes bullies stronger. It lets negativity win. But when we stand up for what's right, when we support the person being targeted, then we create a culture of respect.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Find other neighbors who feel the same way. Work together to make a more positive and inclusive neighborhood.
There's strength in numbers. When we come together as a community, we can overcome anything.
So if you're listening to this, we want you to feel empowered. You have the tools to handle this. Remember to document everything, set clear boundaries, and if you need to get legal help or call the police,
you deserve to live in peace. Don't let someone else's negativity ruin your life. Focus on building a good life for yourself, surrounded by people who care about you.
And if this deep dive has made you think of other things, we encourage you to keep learning. Do some research, talk to community organizations, maybe even see a therapist if you need support.
Because even the worst neighbor situations can teach us something and help us grow and change for the better.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, you're not alone. We'll see you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.